Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, September 17th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Microsoft today re-released four of its bulletins that it released originally as part of its September patch Tuesday. All of these bulletins were implemented in causing a continuous reinstall and reboot. So if you were affected by this problem, try again and hopefully it will work now. If you didn't have any problems with the last patch Tuesday, then a known action needs to be taken and you should be fine. The affected bulletins all center around Office, MS-13, 72, 73, and 74 were all Microsoft Office bulletins like the Office one, then Excel, and then we also had the Office 2013 64-bit edition bulletin that was 74. Now MS-13 64 was the Office SharePoint server bulletin. So these patches need to be applied now if you didn't manage to apply them correctly when they were originally released. And if you haven't really heard a lot about skimmers lately, skimmers are essentially modified point-of-sale systems where the user swipes their credit card not realizing that the credit card information is not just sent to the merchant or to the payment processor, but in addition to a criminal organization. Well, there is now a video of a new variation of this scheme, and that's a modified point-of-sales terminal, and in particular, one of those mobile terminals that you sometimes see used in restaurants where the waiter can swipe the credit card right at the table. In particular, sometimes it is used with sort of PIN systems where then the user, the customer, can enter their PIN at the table. So fairly convenient systems. Now, the tricky part here is that the modified system, first of all, externally looks identical to the real thing. So there's no real external modification done here. However, internally, there is now a SIM chip added that does allow the device to directly, via SMS, to send the stolen data to the owner of the service. And then, of course, this device also comes with a special money laundry service that will then actually steal the money from the customer's account and transfer it to the criminal that initiated the swiping of the data. Since these devices are really externally identical to the normal device, it's probably unknown to the waiter who does the swiping or who presents the device to the customer. And with all the recent focus on random number generators and cryptography, we can't overlook a paper that actually Bruce Schneier just discussed in his blog about dopant-level hardware trojans. Essentially, what this is all about is minute changes to the manufacturing process of a chip that actually doesn't change the layout. So it does not change the microscopic appearance of the chip, but it changes the electrical property of some of the gates that make up the chip. So some of the transistors act slightly different. As pointed out, this could, for example, be used to then affect the random number generator that may be included in chips. For example, Intel included random number generators in recent CPUs, in particular some Xeon CPUs, to produce non-random results. One of the possible workarounds here is to not rely on the random number directly, but instead just use it as a seed for some kind of pseudo-random number generator to further obfuscate the actual random number generation and make prediction more difficult. Detection of any such backdoor, if you want to call it, or hardware trojan is non-trivial. Usually it does require that one possesses a sort of golden chip, basically a known good chip to compare the respective model against. And then just given the vast scale of modern CPUs and the need to actually destruct the sample makes it not very practical to actually verify individual chips. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.